Hey, look, what's that going down the river? It's our future. For the fourth time in 5 years, fiscal unconservatives raised the statutory debt ceiling. Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. What would you do if you were given a credit card with no spending limit? What if there was no parental supervision? Washington has just such a card, and they know how to use it. In fact, they've just gone shopping on Fifth Avenue, stepped into Tiffany's, and bought a diamond tiara for every woman in America with enough left over to build a road back to Washington paved with gold-plated lobbyists. So, fellow taxpayers, let's be on the lookout for an appropriate thank you card to our lawmakers. It would say, "I'd like to say thanks as you toil each day. I'm watching tax dollars being frittered away. I'm voting you out, and that's how I'm feeling. What were you thinking when you raised our debt ceiling?" The card would show Winnie the Pooh with his hand stuck in a honeypot that looks like Fort Knox. The bees buzzing around Winnie's head are holding promissory notes for our future signed in invisible ink by so-called fiscal conservatives. Hey, a fiscal conservative in Washington is as rare as a timely roofing contractor in Florida. It's like telling your kids that not only can they spend the summer at Euro Disney, but go ahead and invite all their classmates and their families. And by the way, fly first class and book Versailles. Don't worry, you'll put it on the card. It's only an additional $781 billion, not serious money in Washington. I'll tell you what they're not spending it on: drug benefits for the sick and elderly, education for the young, and health care for the needy. But hey, I'm just one voice. The congressional credit card is smoking a metaphorical cigarette because Congress, in their finite wisdom, raised the debt ceiling of the United States to $9 trillion. To put that in perspective, that's 345 gazillion squadrillion lira, give or take a few medium-sized countries. Congress has become like the alcoholic who promises to sober up tomorrow if you just let him keep drinking today. But don't worry, you'll never get a bill for that amount. Instead, the federal government uses your hard-earned money to pay interest on this debt, and you know what happens when you owe a bundle and only do a minimum payment? The principal never goes down. If we were to pay it off and get to a zero debt ceiling, every man, woman, and child in the United States would have to pay $30,000. Hey, wait. That's good news because it looks like Washington is spending less than each person's personal credit card debt. There's a joke about a person who couldn't get any more facelifts, so they got their body lowered, and it gave me an idea. Instead of raising the debt ceiling, we should lower the debt floor. With this concept, Congress can sink to new lows every year. Sound familiar? And that's your Radio Buzz.